has covered my sin, I believe. My shame he's taken away. My pain is healed in his name, I believe. I believe.
Give thanks to you.
will dance before you. I will shout it, I will shout it to you, yeah. So Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Oh Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you.
We will bless you, oh Lord,
my God, I will give thanks to you forever, oh Lord. That same power that commands the dead to live lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us, lives in us.
When we get to this song, which is the same song we did last week, you'll find that there's a slight theme between two of our songs this morning, and that theme is the words, "You are good." So that instinctively takes you to two scriptures. The first one, obviously, from the song Taste and See, which comes directly from Psalms 34 and says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." And then this one here, "King of My Heart," which takes us to Psalm 100, verses 5. And the first line of that says, "For the Lord is good." Sometimes I think that's hard to digest. I think when your circumstances seem bleak, you know, when things are not going well, it's easy to blame somebody. And I think the first person we go to is we blame God, don't we? We say, "You're responsible." But it's good to realize and to read this verse and to realize that our circumstances don't negate God's goodness. He's not good because our circumstances are not. And he's not responsible for our circumstances. So I think, in fact, if we're willing to really take the time and look at it, sometimes God is goodest. I know that's not a word. But God is goodest when our circumstances are the worst. So I don't know where you're at today. I don't know if today's an easy day and saying that God is good comes out real easy, or if your circumstances aren't very good. But I think God is honored when we praise him, even when it feels like things aren't good. So I think he appreciates that sacrifice of praise that we give him when things are not good. So praise God this morning because he's good, because he doesn't change. And as the verse goes on to say, his unfaithful love endures forever. So I think that proves to us that he's not changing and he's good regardless of what's going on in our lives. So, King of My Heart.
Be the mountain where I run.
To us. You will never, ever, ever let us down, Lord. There's no greater promise than your life that you gave for us, Lord. Your mercy, your grace, your love, your compassion, Lord. Thank you for redeeming us from our sins, for giving us hope, for giving us faith.